Welcome to the Get Back to Business podcast, where independent small business owners take center stage and consumers are empowered to shop local with values. I'm your host, Brooke Joyner, co-founder and CEO of Back to Business, the first of its kind, values-based, independent, local small business directory. If you prefer to do business on your terms and shop according to your core values, then stay tuned. Welcome to the Get Back to Business podcast. Today, I'm joined by Patrice Sage of the Nehemiah Project. Welcome to the podcast, Patrice.
Brooke, thank you for having me. Good to be here.
It's wonderful to have you with me, and I can't wait for our audience to hear about the Nehemiah Project and all that you guys are offering. So if you wouldn't mind, let's get right into it. Would you share with us about you and the Nehemiah Project and kind of how you got started?
Yes. So again, my name is Patrice Sage. I was actually born in Central Africa, Cameroon, but grew up in Washington, D.C., and came to relocated to Portland, Oregon, about 14 years ago, now living in Vancouver, Washington. The Nehemiah Project was started in 99, actually take it back a little bit. Biblical Entrepreneurship, which is a flagship program, was launched in 97. I was a business trainer and coach, and so having just been born again, probably 2 years prior, I received this vision of using entrepreneurship as a tool to empower the body of Christ. And so I felt this sense of conviction to not just teach business as usual, but how do I begin to help people of faith understand that business is a practical tool to express our faith in the public square, but more importantly, that it is a way to create resources to advance the cause that we are very passionate about and create products and services that go beyond just serve as economic engine, but actually can be transformation for culture. Kind of like what you're doing, right? You know, Back to Business is more than just about another business idea to make money, but it's really about how do you bring value to local retailers and service providers in local communities so that they can be able to compete against these big multinationals and these national companies, which are drowning in this globalization space. So you bring a competitive edge to the small local business. And so I felt that as people of faith, that if we are intentional about bringing our faith in the marketplace, it can bring a transformational element and an impact element that goes beyond just social good and goes beyond just humanitarianism and really goes into, gets into transformation. So we kind of begin that journey. And since then, we've been able to provide that kind of education, both training and coaching, and even providing access to capital to entrepreneurs in the United States of America, throughout North America, in Latin America, in North America, of course, in Asia, Pacific, Europe, Africa. And what makes what we do unique is the fact that it's not just about entrepreneurship education, coaching, access to financing, but it's also about connectivity, connecting entrepreneurs into a community that enables them to connect globally while still being local.
That's so wonderful. And I love that you said you received kind of a call, a vision, that kind of put that idea in your heart, in your mind, to develop this training program that combines faith with practical business knowledge and acumen. So can you share with our audience about the people that you serve? Who is kind of your ideal client or someone that you can really help the most?
Yeah, thanks for the question, Brooke. Our clients range from individuals who may just, you know, came out of college, want to start a business or working a job and has a business idea and is wondering, okay, how do I acquire the best practice, the skill sets, the tools to do it effectively? Because even if I went to business school, they didn't really teach me the practicality of actually launching a business, right? There's a lot of theory. And so I want to start this business and I want to know, how do I do it? How do I create a business plan that is practical, relevant, and contextualized to my own reality? Or I need coaching to come alongside to do that. Or I might need capital along the way. So that person, whether it's the Richard Cohen out of Washington, D.C., who came out of school, wanted to start a chiropractor, right? Or we might have a situation like somebody who's already in business. But what makes it Rashida unique, for instance, is that she wants to do it being intentional about how does my faith relate to this, right? That's why she wouldn't go, let's say, to an SBA or to any other just business consulting or business coaching program, because she really wants to make sure that as she builds this business, that her faith is incorporated into how it builds and how it operates. Or you've got somebody who's already in business, like a couple out of Orlando who were in construction, and they had built a business about $2 million in revenue. And they really were struggling with, just because they didn't have prior business experience, hadn't gone to business school in their case. And they want to know, okay, how do we grow our businesses in such a way that doesn't drown us, right? Because we've $2.5 million, we've kind of gone as far as we could go by ourselves. We need help. But we want to get that help in a way that takes into account our faith, because our faith does matter to us. And we've heard all these scriptures scriptures that are unquoted, not properly quoted, like, you know, a rich man, you know, cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, or the root of the money is the root of all evil, you know, which is not the proper quote of scripture. So I'm a little bit concerned and afraid, if I grow this business, then it's going to take me away from my faith. So I'm looking for an organization or group that will really help me to apply business as I should to grow. But I also want the guardrails to make sure that my faith is a part of that process. So they'll reach out to us and we will help them along with training and coaching. In that case, we even provide them financing up to $1 million in their case to kind of grow their business. Or it could be, I was just talking to a company, again, out of Florida just this week. They were doing about $8 million when they first came to us. And in their case, the wives actually got them to hire us, because they were doing $8 million a year, but the wives were concerned their husbands didn't have a life, right? They didn't have what we call a sustainable business, using our language. And so they attended a seminar at their church, they heard about us, and they sought us out. And we were able to help them grow that business, but then help them exit the business, help the minority owner, the majority owner, the founder, help them exit to the minority owner. So we brought some tools to play, some strategies, and help them do it in a way that was friendly, was equitable for both parties. It was intense. It was a lot of negotiation. It was very painful for both families. But they could trust that us as a broker who cares about who they are as individuals, can really broker that process in a way that honors all of them. And by the way, I was just talking to the one who bought the business years ago. Yesterday, we had a coaching session. Yesterday. And he informed me that he just got an offer. He didn't accept it, but got an offer for a company to buy the business at over $1 billion. Can you imagine? Wow. He bought the business for $28 million. Things like maybe 7 years later, he was offered over $1 billion. So the ranges are from startup all the way to succession. It could be in America, it could be in Africa, it could be in Asia, it could be in Europe. What we're not is a micro enterprise organization. You know, we don't really deal with companies that do not have a growth prospect, or that are not job creators. We're not the best for solopreneurs, even though we do have some programs that can help them. But our program is really designed for companies that are looking to grow, create jobs, may need capital along the way, and need a multifaceted kind of support in that growth process.
And when you shared that, at least one of the clients, you know, they said, we went as far as we could on our own. We got as far as we could on our own and we needed help. I can see how that would apply to all of those folks that you do help. I know, you know, so our listeners know we are clients of the Nehemiah Project and have nothing but wonderful things to say about you and the team and the resources. As you mentioned, I have a degree in business management and I've learned quite a bit. So, you know, but in our business and back to business, we got as far as we could on our own. And by the grace of God, Nehemiah Project showed up in our lives and has taken us so much further. So I just love how, you know, you take the practical, which is necessary to grow the business, but it's also serving the whole person, and there, you know, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and all of the ways, it's a whole person approach. So that's why, you know, we're so pleased to have you a part of Back to Business. There are many business consultants out there, many training programs, but, you know, we really want to have the best ones like Nehemiah Project that are going to be delivering real value, not only for those who want to grow their business, but also, again, serving the whole person. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, maybe a little bit of advice. You know, you have so much experience running your company, and even before that, I know you have a background in business. Maybe what tips would you offer to some entrepreneurs, you know, that maybe are listening to this, and what would you have to offer?
Thanks for the question. So since Back to Business focuses on local businesses and really having them thrive through connection, community, and you know, and increasing the customer base, you know, I would say having clarity of their competitive advantage, right? You know, oftentimes entrepreneurs, you know, you have a lot of, in communities, you have a lot of copycatters. You know, that's working, I'm going to do that, and so forth, so on. And what they don't realize is that what customers are looking for is differentiation. Right. And that differentiation has to do not with how well you're able to project certain benefits or certain an image of what you like about yourself or what you like, how you like to be perceived, but a differentiation that really sets you apart, and that's based on your competence. So the formula for that is strength, which is what you're good at, right? Plus passion, which is what you enjoy, plus kingdom impact, which is what difference would your business do beyond just the transaction in that particular community. So if you take that formula and you put it together, you kind of have a differentiation, meaning that, you know what, here's what makes us unique. Here's what sets us apart. And so as a result, in a local community, you could have two restaurants that are both members of Back to Business who both enjoy growth because both have set themselves apart. I mean, I'm good at, we're a great Italian restaurant. That's our differentiation. And by the way, traditional Italian, right? That's our differentiation. We're a great Greek restaurant. That's our differentiation. We're a great American restaurant, right? That's our differentiation, you know, or Chinese. So families can enjoy all those restaurants because they can enjoy each equally. It's just a different flavor. So understanding your differentiation becomes critical. Well, but what if it's not something like the restaurants, which is easy to differentiate if you're going to go ethnic? Right. But what if it's just a retail store? Right. What if you just, or just a coffee shop? How do you differentiate? You know, because a coffee is a coffee shop. Well, think about maybe based upon your uniqueness as an individual and based upon your background. What can you bring to the table that sets you apart? Brooke is not going to allow the Starbucks on her platform, but she will allow other coffee shops in the that are local and that are locally owned and operated. What's going to set you apart? Well, maybe you think about creating some unique types of coffee styles that nobody else is doing, or exporting a unique kind of coffee, importing that no one else is, right? Or adding something else to your menu, like maybe little sandwiches or whatever, or maybe pastry that are homemade. In other words, set yourself apart. What is that thing that's unique to you? Not that you're going to make a whole lot of effort to do, but it's going to be driven by something you can do without a whole lot of effort. Because Brooke, if it takes a lot of effort, then you're not going to do it for a long time because it's going to be too much. And if you're not passionate about it, you for sure will not do it for a long time because you'll enjoy it. So find that differentiation and set yourself apart. And what you're going to find is that customer will come to you for that uniqueness.
That's excellent advice. And I love that what you're describing, back to business, we really aim to showcase those differentiations. And, the heart of, for our listeners who haven't seen, Back to Business is the first of its kind, values-based, independent local small business directory. And we help people shop local with values. And so as Patrice, as you were describing how a small business owner, someone with a business idea getting started, they want to really be true to themselves and also set themselves apart in a way that is sustainable for them. I just love that because Back to Business is designed to put the spotlight on whatever those differences are, whoever that person is. Again, getting back to the whole person, not just the business, not just the products or services that they have to offer, but the identity and the values and the whole person of the business owner. So many wonderful things about what you said. So thank you so much for sharing that advice with our listeners. Speaking of Back to Business, I know you're one of the first to be listed with us. And Nehemiah Project is a nonprofit. So we list nonprofits. And one exciting thing about listing your nonprofit with us is that nonprofits are free forever. So this is kind of a radical decision that we as the founders made because we just have this idea that if we get a lot of consumers together that want to shop according to their local values, that they probably are also the kind of people that want to give generously of their treasure and their time to organizations that also share their values. And so we wanted to make that easier for folks. You guys were the first nonprofit listed with us. So would you mind sharing a little of your experience, feedback, your experience so far with being listed with us?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for that gift. Obviously, as a nonprofit, you yearn for exposure, right? And what's good about your community is that it is local. And the thing about local communities, they tend to be more engaged, right? Because there's a tendency for local to show more interest because it's not generic, right? And so by being part of Back to Business, it allows us to go deeper with a local community and to broaden up our relationships in that local community. And it also allows us to be part of something that our clients who are also local could be a part of, right? So for us, it's kind of a two-edged sword in a sense. So first, it exposes as an organization, by the way, at no cost, which we love, and to a community where we can get more footprint, because whether they become donors to us or whether they become clients of ours, it broadens our footprint in that local market. But also it allows for Back to Business to be a platform where we can also refer our clients to. Because obviously we want to see our clients succeed. And so now having a relationship with Back to Business gives us an additional resource that could help them to get exposure and to connect with that local community and so forth. So for us, it's been just wonderful. But the most important part for us is obviously Back to Business being a client of ours, in our company that we've seen, we have the honor to kind of help to grow. It's just so exciting, and it gives us a lot of pride to be a part of it, because we get to contribute and see it grow, right? And so, you know, 15, 10 years from now, we're Back to Business is in different cities around the country, who knows, maybe even internationally as a model. Knowing that we're part of it just really excites us to know. And or when you get your first $1 billion offer, right?
That's right.
You know, in terms of getting, and knowing you, just as this other company, the tension of part about the vision of the offer, because there was not a value fit. You're going to have the same challenge or opportunity, right? And just watching you grapple with that. So being a part of something that is visionary in nature, that allows us to be able to not just benefit from, but have our own members benefit from, is just exciting. And the fact that you guys are authentic, the real deal.
Thank you so much, Patrice. Yeah, we're so thrilled to have you guys a part of our journey. You've helped us so much. But to also have you a part of the community is a real honor. So thank you so much. Is there anything else that you want to be sure to share with the audience? We, of course, will have your full contact details, your listing on Back to Business, all linked in the episode notes. But is there anything else that you want to make sure to include?
Well, I want to share this. So audience, listen, if you're not yet a member of Back to Business, join now, because you can get on, even if you're not a nonprofit, right now at no cost to you. If you're watching, if you're listening and watching to this before a certain time, right? So jump on now so that you can be grandfathered in. And by the way, also get grandfathered pricing when it stopped monetizing. So I just want to encourage them to do that. Of course, I'm doing it selfishly because you get to also get exposed to Nehemiah Project on the platform.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, the time is definitely now to get involved, both as a consumer, business owner, nonprofit. It's an exciting time as we are growing. So thank you so much, Patrice, for being with me today and sharing about Nehemiah Project and for all that you've done to help us. We are really grateful. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. God bless you.
The Get Back to Business podcast is brought to you by Back to Business, the first of its kind values-based independent local small business directory that helps small business owners to cut through the noise and empowers consumers to shop local with values. Visit our website to become a consumer and create your listing if you're a business owner. www.getback2business.com. That's getback2business.com. Back to Business, where you can shop local with values.